it might not be obvious, but right away it gives a sort of a common background for people and a common lexicon that they can use. It's also very good for team building. When I was first in my position at the State Department as the Chief Information Security Officer, I had a very small team and one with very little experience. And one thing I did was set a goal that as many as possible should become certified in one of the certifications that was then available. And to that end, I also took the exam, studied and took the exam myself. It's good to have people with certifications, much like you wouldn't have an electrician come into your house unless you knew that that person was certified, because it's sort of a stamp of approval. It's a way of saying, okay, I have studied, I'm up to date, I understand the issues, I can talk the language. And a lot of people, especially people who don't hold credentials, kind of detract from them and say, oh, yes, but a piece of paper is no substitute for professional experience. And I agree, you need the experience as well. But I found while I was CISO that most of my brightest and best and the people on staff who could talk to the business unit leaders, who could sort of transcend being very technical and who could talk in normal language, tended to be the ones that had the security credentials.
And so the security credentials that you talk about, the accreditation process, you see government CISOs probably come in all the time and others at various levels. What's their experiential level like? I mean, do you find that they are, you know, sort of have a common experience or that they are at varying levels of experience, especially where security issues are involved?
Well, I think definitely varying levels. My generation, which I think is really the first in government, the first generation of CISOs in government, we had a very checkered background. One item that was common amongst many of the first CISOs, though, was experience in a leadership position for the Y2K transition. And I think it's very important because that was the first time when I was the Y2K program manager for the State Department. That's the first time I really started to understand how IT supported the overall business. And that exposure, I think, helped later becoming a CISO to be able to talk to people in the business unit and, you know, to sort of talk more in a layman's terms and understand the impact on the business.
And I was wondering now, having the perspective of leaving the government and looking back at it from your new position and association with ISE Squared, are you optimistic about the government's ability to stay ahead of the cyber threats, which seem to be multiplying almost every day?
Yes, I'm fairly optimistic. In large part, this DOD 8570 program, I think, was a fantastic initiative to get people credentialed. And I think that's been wonderful for the workforce. I think that there are different benefits that aren't always obvious from getting a credential, because obtaining one of those credentials, it doesn't just stop there. You don't have it for life. You have to study. You have to keep current. All of the major credentials that I know have this continuing education requirement. So every year you have to earn a certain amount of hours. Otherwise, the certification lapses. And you get these hours by attending conferences, by reading articles or writing them, by giving presentations, by going to chapters of other information security professionals. And in this way, you're keeping current.
And what is the greatest fear of government managers, that their agencies will be breached, that people will get secure information, or what do they try to prevent every day through the certifications that you offer and through their work?
I think everybody's worried always about viruses and worm attacks and any vulnerabilities. Of course, today, you've read it in the newspapers, there's always the concern of cyber terrorism or organized crime. And perhaps one of the biggest topics now is secure application development. I mean, we're so vulnerable at the application level, and not a lot of attention has been paid on that. I think also it's the biggest threats. The biggest threats are always the unknown, whether they be technical or non-technical. And one sort of pet issue of mine is inventory. If you don't know what needs protecting or where the important data is or even all the systems that you have, how can you protect the enterprise? And that was something that was always of great concern to me. I bring it up constantly when I'm talking with colleagues and say, doesn't this worry you? And people stop and say, well, absolutely, and how do we know? Because it's a matter of discovery. And many of the CISOs, even now, are still finding new systems within their enterprises.